episode, part two, people. I know you guys are ready to rock because you're part two people. You're different than those part one pansies. And we're ready to do it. I don't know what Mark's got cooking over here, but something is queued up on the television.
Yeah.
To be followed by something else. Mark will be queuing up on the television.
Nice tease, Drew.
Yes. And there's, of course, plenty of presidential stuff, as there's every day. I can't remember a presidential campaign where there was really news every day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really been pretty awesome from our standpoint.
Not just rehash. Actual
No, not at all.
Not just news, but crazy shit.
I know. It's nutty.
Both sides.
Right.
It is. No, it's nuts. I mean, it's. I thought there was huge news today, but...
Which one?
Well, it's more WikiLeaks about the...
Bill Clinton Inc.
Bill Clinton Inc., exactly.
Oh.
There's also a survey in USA Today that is pretty frightening. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
51% think there's going to be some kind of violence at voting booths on election day.
Most of them are Midwest, you know, a lot of Midwest states. I think Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, they've canceled school.
They don't want to have them at schools.
If you're voting, if the precincts are at schools, they've canceled school because they don't want any violence near school.
God, they get school canceled so easily now. I swear, I'm still jealous. as a man in my 50s, I still feel like, they're not for me. All these weather cancellations. We always, there'd be 2 feet of snow when we went to school. The fuck?
Was your school a voting precinct?
No.
I don't think ours wasn't either.
No, definitely not.
Which would be weird, all these people coming in voting in your school.
Yeah, it'd be strange.
I always get weirded out going in because we have to vote at the high school. I don't know why it's weird being in a high school now.
It seems like
I have no reason to be in a high school. So
anytime I go into a school,
a creep.
Especially if it's an elementary school or in, not that I go into a ton of them, but every now and then I go back to my old grade school or even my elementary school just to see what it looks like. And it looks like everything is so small.
I know.
Yeah, you're a giant. Weird.
Have you been in the restroom in one of those?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
that's why he's there.
No, but they're like tiny little, you know, sinks and tiny.
Toilets, tiny.
I know they have to be, but it's as an adult, you're just freaked out.
It's all very strange.
It is.
What do you guys think of Halloween cancellations? Like they're canceling this
bullshit
Halloween parade in Connecticut.
Why?
Which parents are all pissed about. Because some
devil.
People are going to dress up as clowns or I don't know what the problem is. Oh, actually, you know what? It has to do with religious freedom.
It's the devil.
It's whatever.
You don't have to participate.
Right. Well, I think it's insane that we now say, oh, you know what? There's somebody who's uncomfortable with this. Fuck the whole thing.
It's ridiculous.
And by the way, there are these people who do say, no, you can't have this celebration. This doesn't, I'm not part of this and my kids aren't part of this. And so you're not doing it. And they go, oh, you have a point. Yeah. Okay. Nope. We're not doing it.
You know, it'll be interesting. What if municipalities start canceling it? Like, what if, say, Ferndale?
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised at all. Do you mean canceling Halloween, like trick-or-treating?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I don't think they can't do that.
No.
It's up to everybody. I mean, if we all decide we're putting our candy out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think
Mark doesn't eat all of his.
I know. What a fat ass.
The children will not have any.
It's like the second best holiday if you have a kid. It's great.
It's really, Halloween's great.
Blast.
That's why, I mean, can somebody give me the case for religious cancellation of Halloween?
No.
Who's the person who's upset? Does anybody
even
know?
You don't have to participate. That's what I don't get about it. Nobody's making you violate your religion, which is stupid anyway.
Well, I think the point was that my child will be left out and might be maligned for being left out.
Well, sorry, that'll only strengthen them in their belief in whatever your beliefs are.
You know what I feel, honestly, about this subject?
Do you like that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good point.
I'm trying to work it out.
Whatever you believe in, it'll strengthen, you know, it'll test you.
There is no God.
My feeling is that if you come to this country has a certain culture and certain traditions.
Yeah.
And it's too fucking bad if it doesn't work for you or doesn't work for your religion. Sorry.
Well, you can still have your culture and your traditions.
Yeah,
too.
You can do anything in this country.
Yeah.
So do your thing.
Great. That's what's great about it.
And a lot of people are going to do their thing, and it's just tough shit. If you don't like it,
get along. Get along. Yeah.
God, this one is so sensitive.
I can't imagine. You know, being myself, maybe I'm trying to think of what the age would be where you would move to another country. Say, you know, you're 30 years old or 25 or something. And I don't know, maybe you're facing persecution, maybe not. But anyway, you decide, I want to start and have a better life. And, some Eastern Bloc country, or okay, say the Middle East, maybe.
No one's ever said that.
No, of course not. But it's just pretty unusual.
Unless you're
scenario.
Picking up a wife,
yeah, mail order bride. But can you imagine going in there and raising hell with the school board or something, and saying you will not have this silly whatever this Iran days are, or Iraqi party night? Because I'm a Christian and I'm from America. Oh, you're Christian, are you? Well, first of all, that's legal in our country. But can you imagine just doing that, having the cojones to say, hey, fuck you and this stupid thing you've been having since the beginning of time.
No.
I'm here now, and me and my kids, we don't subscribe to it. Mother so cancel it.
Well, that's an even different step, because you're not even allowed to celebrate what you believe. I mean, here the idea is we welcome everyone. You can celebrate what you want to believe, but...
But you can also not celebrate.
That's where it gets stupid.
You have the right to say that you can't celebrate that shit.
That's where it gets stupid, and then the other side pushes back and gets mad at
people. Well, that's un-American.
I know.
To not accept something that we've been accepting for
Halloween, damn it.
But why is it? It feels like people that come into this country, I'm not saying everyone, I'm not saying everyone's a rapist or whatever Trump said or whatever anybody said. Just that. It just kind of blows my mind that you come into this country and it seems like you're here 5 minutes and all of a sudden you're saying what can and can't be.
You're throwing your weight around?
Yeah, you're throwing your weight around. I mean, and not only that, just all the services and all the many ways you can, not profit, but I mean all the ways that you can get help. It seems like people so quickly become acclimated to all the wonderful ways America helps people, which I suppose is... Good. Some people would call it good.
What do you mean? Kind of
boast
about
not paying
it
taxes for 7 years?
Yeah.
It's not true.
Only if you're from certain countries.
Stop it. People believe
it's
that.
It's funny how many people, I know, a lot of people believe that.
I think you'd be surprised in how little help you actually get from the federal government. I think there's charities that help.
It depends on what your circumstances are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do boast.
Throwing your weight around, that doesn't
throwing
seem
your weight
too long.
Around. Who's complaining? Who are these people? I don't understand where they're from and what the religion is that they're complaining about.
I didn't remember the story very well. I was in Connecticut, and I think I want to say there was some there was some Muslim unrest.
Really?
I believe
they love Halloween.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Muhammad it wasn't the Muslim religion.
No, I don't know. I'm just totally making things up now.
I have a pretty diverse neighborhood, and little kids of. Every country come to the door.
Because everybody loves Halloween.
And enjoy the candy.
Somebody locally canceled a Halloween parade where the kids just parade in their costumes and the parents are all there. And,
right.
There's someone for Connecticut kids.
You know why they canceled it? Because of the goddamn clowns.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
Stupid effing clowns. God.
Yep.
There's also a Michigan. You want to check Jay's Google for Michigan?
Well, that's even dumber than
I don't think that was even... I don't think the Michigan one was a religious thing. I'm trying to remember what it was. They canceled this parade, and the people really dig the parade for some reason.
Is it like girls that used to wear short shorts being accused of asking for it when they were raped, that clowns are being stabbed when they go out in their clown suits? Is it their fault?
This thing is so stupid.
Are they wearing the clown outfit in order to get attention and sort of...
I think if you're wearing a clown outfit now, you're a bit of a shit disturber.
Yeah, that's why I hate it. Yeah.
But honestly, if you're wearing a mask,
you saw the guy got stabbed.
The same thing?
You saw the guy got stabbed, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He asked for it.
If you're wearing a mask, well, yeah, that's why they canceled Halloween in this one Connecticut town.
Oh.
Because they don't want any masks.
Bummer. What? Masks?
Well, you're kind of fucking with Halloween when you start making all these rules.
Yeah.
Westport Children's Halloween Parade canceled. That's it. That must be it.
Well, then you have to wear
your... What's the reason, Jay? Parks and Recs canceled Jay's Halloween Parade. Inclement weather? No, that's not the same thing. This was, it's funny as hell. Inclement weather. How controversial. No, and people were really pissed about this.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
I'm totally pissed.
Does Joey do Halloween? Oh, he's older than that now, isn't he?
He's like 14.
No, he's still 12. He still wants to, but he's 6'3".
Joey's 6'3"?
He can't get away with it.
I remember he was a lanky guy, but God, he's 6'3", huh?
Yeah.
He could go as two kids standing on top of each other as an adult.
Right. Oh, I need to get him a really long raincoat.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll have to have a mannequin head like about at his junk level.
Okay. We have a multi-part decision here.
Uh-oh.
The letter sent to parents says the decision to cancel the parade was made to prevent students from feeling excluded and to ensure the safety of students in light of increasing societal safety concerns.
Oh, my God.
Specifically, the school is concerned about adults who came to the parade wearing costumes posing a threat.
What?
What?
Who's doing that?
What are these societal concerns they're talking about? Boy, they didn't give a very specific... But that's... Okay, it's somebody who doesn't believe in wearing costumes, yeah. Obviously. So,
wait, what? There are people who fight to the death to wear whatever they wear from wherever they're from.
Well, that's a very interesting point, Trudy.
And then they don't approve of costumes.
Well, not to mention, isn't that where most of it started from, was to dress up for the Day of the Dead or whatever?
Right, no, it's a Celtic thing. Yeah.
You know, without getting into the tradition or whatever. Okay, it's once a year. Everybody puts on a costume. People have parties. The kids love it. They go and get candy. Whatever. Who would dare to say, you can't do that? We've been doing it for a million years.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck you.
1700s.
Do other countries celebrate Halloween? Do they do that? Like
that I know of.
Germany or France?
I think Ireland.
Really?
It's All Hallows Eve, yeah. And
is this a school, Jay?
A whole year's a party.
You want to bring up the audio? Let's see what this turd has to say.
The turd. I see the turd.
Who's this turd? What's this turd?
Some
from?
Turd who's going to tell us why there's no Halloween.
Costumes or exchanging of candy this Halloween inside Lily B. Haynes Elementary School.
Principal Melissa DiLoretto
sent this letter home to parents saying the parade has been canceled and students are not allowed to dress up.
Aww.
Her reasons include safety concerns over parents dressing up and also the concern some children will feel excluded.
I think it's a
why?
Little
get a costume.
Dress up.
Sean Prevost has a daughter, a nephew, and two nieces in the school.
I mean, I think they're disappointed, but I mean, it's
someone needs
it's
to
one
tell
thing
him
that happens.
Wears his hair too high.
As parents, you have to explain to them the reasons behind it.
Other parents say they fully support the principal's decision.
Uh-oh. It was a fun parade to have, but if there's even one child that feels excluded,
shut up!
School, I think it can be celebrated outside of school.
One child,
no, go transfer, go move somewhere else, lady.
Halloween activities for her second grade son to take part in.
Oh, he goes trick or treating with his friends, yeah, in the neighborhood, and that's more than enough. And the town has trick or trunk. There's so many ways to celebrate.
Trick or trunk.
Schools for learning.
Yeah. So instead, this Halloween,
you don't know what trick or trunk is.
Have
the past tense of trick or treating.
Put the kids in their trunk.
Wait, even if one kid can't, no, they can participate. They've chosen not to.
It's one kid though.
One fucking kid is screwing up the whole bunch. Fuck you, kid.
Can I just talk about trick or trunk for a second? Because I think it's a total joke. Trick or trunk is where, and they like churches will do this. But you have a big Halloween party, and you go from car to car to trick-or-treat. So you open the trunk, the candy's in the trunk.
Oh.
I think that's a joke, because you only have to walk like 5 feet from the next house.
It's not exciting.
Yeah.
It's not
trick-or-treating. You have to walk throughout the whole neighborhood.
In the dark.
Not every house is giving out candy. You have
nobody's
to figure gonna, out which one
nobody's
is.
Nobody's going to egg the trunk of a car.
Exactly.
Egging is part of Halloween.
Good point.
You're never going to remember which houses had the good candy either.
You can't toilet paper I know which car either.
Yeah, you can remember which trunk had the good candy.
I know which house gave out the best candy to Charlotte last year. And the
really?
Problem is, the one house that gave out the best candy... The guy moved, and now it's being renovated. I'm so bummed.
Oh, now it's cheap candy.
I know.
It's funny how quickly word
Smarties.
Gets around that somebody's got, you know,
I know,
$1,000, $100,000 bars or whatever.
He had white Kit Kats, Drew. I know how much you like.
Whoa.
White.
Wow.
Yeah, see?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rich people on Sheridan Road, which is right across from Lake Michigan, big houses.
Yeah, that's where
always
you
had,
went.
You would go there?
The awesome.
Or did you live there?
We went there. No, I didn't live on that side. I didn't live that close to the lake.
Walk from house to house? It's a trek. You earned your candy. If you go trunk to trunk, it's bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's crap.
Sorry, Maz. I know Maz participates in trick or treat.
Yeah, I remember him talking about that. I'm still trying to figure out, though, why is this kid, you know, this, if only one kid can't do it.
Participate.
Why? Yeah, get him a costume. Or have some generic costume, like the guy that goes to the restaurant and he forgets his tie, and so they give you that tie that somebody left there 10 years ago.
The jacket.
Yeah, the jacket, right, that sucks, it doesn't fit.
Just put a paper bag on his head and he can go as, you know, a disgruntled football fan.
Yeah.
The unknown
losing
comic.
Football fan.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a good costume.
What is this? Why are we always That's so funny. Concerned about the one person? Well, you're fucking over everyone else.
Exactly. So one kid's left out, but now everybody's left out. That makes no sense.
But I want to know, that looked like a fairly affluent area, didn't it?
Yeah,
it did.
Very affluent.
So why can't the kid get a costume? Is there something in someone? I mean, what is it? Is there some cult or some religion or some organization that says dressing up is bad?
Yeah, probably.
Who?
Jehovah's Witnesses.
What's wrong with wearing a costume? Huh?
I don't know.
Say? Jehovah's, I don't know, just Jehovah's Witnesses threw it out there.
Well, they don't, Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate, right?
They probably aren't crazy about it.
No.
Are they the ones that don't celebrate birthdays?
Yeah, I think it is Jehovah's Witnesses.
My God, Maz would never be in that religion.
Oh, my God, that would be disaster.
Oh, man.
You know, they're the ones that continue to try to convert me, even though they can see.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
When they go door to door, how.
They still bring you the watchtower?
The watchtower, right. How convinced are they that they're going to hook me, you know? Like at my doorstep, I have an established situation going on, and I'm all of a sudden going to throw my entire life over to become a Jehovah's
Witness. Isn't it stunning that they do that? Now, Jehovah's Witnesses is. What is the religion of Romney?
Mormons do. Mormons.
He's a Mormon. They do that too.
Also do too. Yeah.
And actually, he talked about the
mission,
the frustration of the mission of talking to all these thousands of people.
Yeah.
And you might get a couple.
No, they don't.
That's what he said. I don't know if I believe him or not, but
They came to my dorm when I was in college.
Well, they're always around.
I had a party.
They come to my door here. I've only lived here a couple years. But I mean, I'm just trying to imagine this young Mitt Romney begging people to.
I know.
In his magic underwear.
And his, they all wear black pants, white shirt, and a little skinny tie, and they ride bikes through the neighborhood. One time I saw him coming out of their building, and I was
they wear ties?
Oh, now I know where you live. I come to your office.
Try to convert him to whatever.
Yeah. Well, they acted kind of threatened, and I'm like, that's strange because you're always at my door.
Tables are turned as you're tenting your fingers.
The Romney story. That I just could not quite get over was him taking the dog on the family vacation and putting him in the box on top of the car for hundreds of miles. The dog
Chevy
is squealing
Chase.
And crying, and the kids are like, well, can't the dog get in the car?
Oh, my God. That
and
was so terrible.
He left the dog on top of the car like that. It's just not a – I don't like him. He's mean.
He thinks living beings are things.
And now look.
Oh, also the speed golfing. Remember, did he play –
I'm a dog.
What did he do? He got 18 holes in really fast by doing something. What did he do?
It's funny like how horrible that was, leaving the dog on top of the crate. And this year it's about grabbing chicks in the pussy.
It's always something.
Yeah, it's like light years from 4 years ago.
Right. Didn't he just speed through and play through people's, just obliterate people's playing?
I can't remember. There was some way he played in 18 holes in 2 hours. Because he just didn't. He thought golf was a waste of time or
time manager,
time consuming.
Kim Jong Il, which one had 18 holes in one or nine?
He had 11 holes in 11 one. 18 holes, I think. The first time he played golf.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's quite something. Mark, what did you queue up over here?
Oh, the new famous person in America. This kid is taking the world by storm.
What's he doing?
Let's see. Oh, I got to requeue it again. How come every time I stop it, I got to requeue it?
For crying out loud. Christ.
I mean, you're going to be seeing this dude everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, honestly, the next Tom Hanks, Kanye West, all rolled into one. Just a massive entertainment.
Really building it up.
Well, I'm trying to fast forward to
it. Come on, while we're young.
I was watching Andy Cohen, live at 11
o'clock.
That's
what's happening live.
Yeah. Do you watch that very often?
Yeah,
I love it. It's like he gets occasionally a really weird combination of stars.
Yeah.
And last night was one of them. He got, what's his name, Will Forte. Is he the last man alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Forte and David Crosby.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
And David Crosby just lit up. Kanye West.
Did he?
Just lit him up. He can't sing. He can't write. What is he? What makes him think he's so great?
Really?
He can produce. He used to be a great producer.
Well, he just pointed out that he can't sing. So
he was kind of funny, too, talking to making a joke about his liver. Who loaned him money?
Yeah.
That
I don't know.
Operation?
Was it Nash?
Was it Etheridge? Is that why he paid her back in sperm?
She...
Etheridge.
He was very outspoken, though, and he always is.
Yeah.
He's ragging.
How was Will, though? I don't know how Will was.
Funny, as always.
Boom, still got
He's
it.
He's great.
Are you watching Last Man?
I haven't been, and I like the show. I want to catch up.
It is so good.
I'm going to binge watch it.
There's so many solid jokes this season, but I think my favorite one, you know, they're moving, they've left, and two things have made me laugh really hard. One is Tandy, the main character, gathered all the cars for them to carpool, and he got the DeLorean from Back to the Future, the A-Team van, the car from the ZZ Top video.
Cool.
He had all these movie cars because, of course, they're in Hollywood, so that's what he would choose to get, which is kind of funny. But the other one that made me laugh is they also had a Tesla. So the drunk Mary Steenburgen, she's always drunk.
Yeah.
She's passed out while the car's self-driving. And it pulls up and she gets out to get with the group. And the car just takes off and just keeps driving. But it made me laugh because it ended up being a callback. The car drove by him again later, which is just a stupid little joke.
Hey, right.
You want to see this famous dude?
Yeah.
All right.
Totally.
Here we go.
And in spite of all the things that we've done recently, we're still only protecting 3%.
Blah, blah, blah.
Is this a guy or a girl?
That was a girl. All right, here we go. Mr. Famous.
Oh, and I'm going to be mad, aren't I?
Yeah, oh yeah. I wouldn't show you if you really were going to like the guy.
The story you just took?
Yeah.
Show me how many people have already seen it.
All right, let's check.
A Snapchat.
10.1K already.
After Wait, keep doing that.
10.6. 10.7.
What's the story? What do you do?
8. Snapchat. That's 10,000.
Took a picture?
10.9.
Yeah.
11. And then it just does that all day. So it's like when I post, it's crazy.
Wait, because he's handsome?
This is the life of a 14-year-old star. Jacob Sartorius has millions of followers across Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Snapchat. But his biggest following is on Musical.ly. Ellie Reid braved a mosh pit of preteen girls to get the story. And your white
tee is looking like a daydream. No, he's a Matty B.
About 130 million syncs, people, Drew. And roughly half of the teen and preteen population.
That's
in
what Musical.ly is.
Are Musical.ly users. The platform lets them post videos of themselves lip-syncing to their favorite songs. Jacob posts 3 times a day to his 11 million followers.
11 million.
What?
Lip-syncing to everyone from Lana Del Rey to Kendrick Lamar. Jacob is most famous for lip-syncing, but he isn't talentless. His gift is knowing how to connect your two screens and make 13. Every teen girl feel like he's talking only to her.
Oh, shut up.
Also, dude, watch him play with his hair. Tall hair. So what
no
exactly
pubes.
Do you do on Musical.ly that the girls like so much?
I don't know. I kind of just like try to be myself as much as I can and like
what?
Be as goofy as I normally am off camera. But I don't like try really hard or anything.
Yeah, you do.
But in the Musical.ly's, you like touch your hair a lot. Is
yeah.
the hair touching important?
I mean, sometimes I like to pretend like I'm like a model. And sometimes I incorporate that with my Musical.ly's and so.
My music what?
Jacob lives in the D.C. suburbs.
Musical.ly is the app where you lip sync. But that's in where he pretends he's a model.
There's too much to learn for this point.
International aid and seem a little uneasy about
He's got 11 million fans for lip syncing.
When he was 11, Jacob posted an anti-bullying vine and it blew up overnight.
Ooh.
He grew his following across
aren't you
social
wonderful?
Media by talking to fans as if there were no screen between them.
Do you feel like you're 6 million people's boyfriend?
There's times when I'm like, okay,
he's
I got
dating 6 million.
Get over yourself. You're gonna be plunging heroin into your arm in a couple years. Stupid fuck.
Supporters, because they're
like
there
a little girl.
Like,
by the
we
way,
we actually have built such a like a big relationship. So, yeah.
With these kids, with these billions,
I think this is the part that pissed me off the most.
Handmade signs
right
from all over the world.
It's presents?
Yes. Every day.
See, do they 1099 them, I hope?
Yeah, Ninja
Look at that. That's going in the garbage. Wow. That's going in the garbage.
And she got me a puppy, too.
That's going in the
garbage. You're a little this old, like and you're also a guy to be getting excited about stuffed animals.
It's from Dubai.
Wait, really?
Ooh. Do you know what that means? This is your name in Arabic.
That's so sweet. Do you get a lot of fan
mail? Oh, it's me.
Yeah. From everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be looking, I'm like,
this
whoa.
Is this bodacious
and a lot of the places I've never been, so it's cool to know that I have supporters there, because maybe I'll tour there one day.
Maybe
oh, shut up!
Tour to
shut
Dubai.
The fuck up! You don't even sing!
He's learning.
Now he's trying to become
He's trying to become a pop star.
Oh, good
His
luck.
His first song, Sweatshirt, is about acknowledging romantic desire through cotton fleece.
I can play guitar about
it. Oh, wait till your testicles descend before you start talking about that. And you can
wear my sweatshirt.
Jacob doesn't make money from Musical.ly. And while his YouTube accounts have generated more than $150,000 in the last 5 months,
He makes most of his money through touring.
What?
Music
touring?
Sales,
touring what? What do you mean
all
touring?
That releasing just three
plays
songs.
That song. He has three songs.
We went to his sold-out show of 1,000 in Baltimore.
Show?
He says on Instagram and Musical.ly, like, I love you, you're beautiful.
Mark, did you have to show this to me?
Yes.
I don't want to be this
you
man.
You have to know what the kids are into.
It's like if you have very low self-esteem, seeing that just sort of makes you feel better and helps you, like, keep going throughout your day.
It's like the boys
he does
cool
not.
Not to us.
I swear to God, if Charlotte does this, I'm going to rag her nonstop for liking
don't stuff. Don't let it happen.
Ground her.
See, now he's just lip-syncing on stage.
What do they pay for tickets?
I don't know.
The show was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
It smelled like cherry chapstick and vanilla lotion. Jacob is a very good performer.
No, he's not!
I feel like they believed his song lyrics. Like, it felt like
what are the boys doing there?
High self-esteem.
I will not be signing anything but the merch that you buy here, so if you get it,
oh, won't merch.
Dick.
Did he say I won't be saying anything but merch?
Yeah, that you have to buy there.
Oh God.
So does he have to pay taxes?
Fuck yeah, he does. I'm turning him in if he isn't.
Can you believe that?
No, I'm sick.
I know. Sorry,
I'm ill.
Oh, by the way, Phil Collins loaned David Crosby the money for his liver transplant.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Phil Collins did?
Phil Collins.
Really?
Who, on Sunday morning...
My old man show.
...was acknowledged how stupid it was flying from the UK to Philadelphia for Live Aid.
Good.
On the Concorde.
Finally.
Finally.
He's the last one to figure it out.
Yeah. He said he realized that was annoying.
Doesn't he go up in your book a little bit? At least he figured it out.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. He's touring now.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, he's...
I mean, not that he's not that old. I mean, there are people his age touring.
No, but how did he get so rickety?
Yeah, no, he does look rickety. He does. That's a good point.
God.
Yeah, he's wearing glasses, too, which makes him look even older.
He can't play piano or... Well, no,
yeah, he can't play drums. Piano.
He can't play drums, yeah.
Wow. Can't dance either, I've heard him say.
But he has a kid who
is about
his age.
Is this what we
age.
Already saw about this brat?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to find his name so I could Google him.
His kid is about that kid's age and plays the drum part of In the Air.
Phil's
tonight.
Kid? Is a kid? Phil's a kid that age?
Well, a little older than that.
Okay.
Who plays In the Air?
I'm going to buy you a shirt for Jacob. Let's see. Oh, pillow bundle. Okay, how much are you paying for the pillow bundle with his picture and name on it so you can sleep on his face?
Oh, God, the pillow.
You could fart into it, Drew.
It's basically.
Wait, he has a whole line of products?
Yeah, yeah. But the first one is a pillowcase. How much are you paying for the Jacob pillowcase?
$19.
$25.
Oh, fuck you, you brat. Bring the prices down.
How about the baseball shirt? You know, the 3/4 length baseball shirt with the number 2 on the back. Why? I don't know why number 2.
As if he's ever played baseball.
And his name on the back, too.
Oh, jeez. Man, stop.
How much are you paying for it?
$49.
$30.
Still not buying it.
I don't know.
Just Brad.
Get a hat that just says Jacob.
Socks?
Who's exploiting this piece of shit? Is his mother
probably,
in charge of this?
Probably.
He's so full of himself, too. I mean, that's what you can't stand. And that Maddie B is so full of himself.
His picture on this poster.
Bieber was created this way.
Look at that dude. Get out of here.
He's posing with his hand in his knuckles. I'm so cute. Yeah, Bieber, by the way, who is tortured by the fact that no one likes him but 13-year-old girls. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to the audience. And girls won't stop screaming. So he throws the mic down and storms off the stage.
I know. Good.
What an asshole. They made him. I mean, 13-year-old girls.
They made him the loaded multimillionaire he is, and he wants a different audience. Damn it. They're going to scream, you're a teen idol, you brat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jacob Sartorius will get zits.
Oh, thank you. Really? Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Cystic acne or something
his
horrible.
Voice changes.
I hope there's a history of addiction in his family. I pray. I'm going to pray for that tonight. It's not terribly Christian, but
well,
I'm
if only
for
you could,
it.
If only you had the pillow cover already, you could pray on the pillow cover.
What else can I pray for?
Let's see. You want to know his most recent tweet?
Male pattern baldness?
Yes! You're right.
His hair falling out on his stupid pillow.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You got nominated for a People's Choice Award.
A a People's Choice Award for what?
I guess that stupid sweatshirt song.
Oh, please. That song sucks. If there weren't stupid brats who just like him because he's a cute brat.
Oh, my God. He tweeted out, "You are amazing," and it had 4.5 thousand retweets in 19,000.
I'm going to tweet that right now and see if I get anything.
You are amazing.
You should just do that for a week. Just whatever he tweets out, Trudy, copy it and okay. See how it's
should we follow this twit?
Yeah.
If you want,
I kind of like to see. I kind of like to see what he's tweeting.
He's got 1.01 million followers.
1.01 million followers.
Yeah,
I would love to know how this started, how it became what it is. I mean, I gotta believe there's got to be some pushy parent involved, don't you think?
No, yes. Well, they acted like, you know, his parents are a little uncertain about it.
What?
Yeah,
are they letting him charge $39 for a baseball shirt, and they're uncertain? They better just, you know, like ride this tiger until it's,
I know,
you know, it grows smart up and gets ugly.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure the parents are probably soaking in bucks somehow too. But I mean, merch for this. Oh God, how sickening! This world is sick. I'm sick.
Mm. Hey, speaking of merch, did you see merch at the benefit for part one? Part one has a T-shirt.
Oh yeah, I did. I saw the part one
part
shirt,
two, people.
Yeah, there is definitely potential for merch in this affair, and I'm so delighted that we have found our own way to monetize. Just like this little brat's monetizing, we're doing it ourselves. We just haven't started yet, but we will be starting soon.
Cool.
Jay, are we set up with? Are we good? Are we all ready? I mean, I know there's work to be done, but as far as it's just a matter of doing it. Yeah, we're gonna have a donate button. We are gonna have a donate button. Damn it!
All right.
And that doesn't mean you have to donate. That's one thing I did not want to do, was to say that we're doing subscriptions whereby people who couldn't afford it can no longer listen to the show.
Yeah.
If you do subscriptions, obviously you shrink your audience. I find it unfathomable to do something that would knowingly shrink the audience. It just defies everything in my DNA. I refuse to do it. People say they want to help. If they say they'll donate, I'm taking them at their word. And if I get fucked, then too bad.
We sell a pillowcase.
A pillowcase.
Yeah, with Drew's face on it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And his butt on the other side. Gross.
Ooh-ah.
Gross.
Ooh-ah. Oh, this is what he's tweeting. I love you. And he got 13,000. Oh, shit.
And 3.7 retweets.
I got Wi-Fi on the plany.
Plany. The plane.
Oh,
but he should have.
How do you understand him so?
I'm in tune with 14-year-old boys because I act like one.
Oh, here's the next tweet. Guys, we got nominated for a People's Choice Award. Everybody go vote below. Fuck you! Win it on your own!
Hey, vote for someone else.
You don't tell people to vote for you, you little ass.
Vote for someone else, Drew.
What's this, RT, if I can be your puppy?
Retweet, yeah. Oh,
fuck you, you brat.
Retweet it, retweet
he's
it,
got
Jay.
Puppy for disguise on. No, don't retweet that. Not on my Twitter. What else? Guys, the official All My Friends music video is out now. What's this guy put out new merchandise every 5 minutes?
Yeah. Jesus. He's got to, you know, strike while the iron's
hot. Huge announcement coming soon tonight. 18,000 likes.
Let's see how sweaty.
My manager, what was that last one?
Oh, I'm going
to
tweet that.
My manager just texted me this. I'm honestly so humbled. Only big things to come. Oh, is that the award? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, guys, we just hit 1 million. Oh, the Jacob Sartorius All My Friends tour. They're not your friends, you idiot.
You don't have any friends.
Wait till your hair starts falling out and you get zits. Hope you get in a car accident and your face goes through the window, the windshield.
Oh, listen to this. So, you know that song Sweatshirt he put out?
Yes.
So they put out a video. With the help of his family and friends, the video was shot and uploaded to YouTube. The video received over 1.4 million dislikes, accounting for 75% of the total.
Ah!
Which placed it at number 6 on the list of most disliked YouTube videos.
I'm so happy.
But it charted 90th in the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, God.
What there, station is playing?
There's got to be more of us than there are of 16-year-old girls or...
Yeah.
Not 16, right? 13?
He's guys, up. Really need to learn that girls have feelings and that the personality comes first. Always. You matter. Okay, well, I want to see you going out with an ugly girl then, you dick.
Is anybody trolling this kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I pray.
I don't. It seems like
we can't wait to come out to Cali with our boy.
Oh, shut up, Cali. God. Can't wait to be with the. Oh, shut up. Oh, I just. I'm so unhappy about this. Mark, there was something else you had queued up too. I need to get past this kid.
I don't know. I'm kind of. I'm looking at the chart for the most disliked YouTube videos now. Baby by Bieber's number one.
Oh, here's another tweet from him. I don't need a telescope to see that you're the one.
Oh, that's a good
one. Oh, you're so clever.
That doesn't make any sense. What?
No, it doesn't.
Maybe if you said that you're a star, wouldn't that make more sense? I don't need a telescope to tell that you're a star.
I don't even want to analyze what this stupid twit is saying.
The other one is going to be on YouTube or online, so I got to pull it up here.
Oh, the Hokies are losing. Great.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll win. Don't worry.
21-16. I don't know. Whatever.
Don't worry. The other video, you're talking about Hillary? Is that the one you were talking about?
Oh, yeah. Hillary with, who is she with?
The Breakfast Club, which is a morning show.
Yeah, but it's a
national morning show.
Different kind of morning show.
Power 105.1 FM.
Yes.
Power 105.1. Where are they? I think New York, right? They're pretty well known.
I think I've seen
is it a
show before.
Diverse show?
Well, diverse in that they're all minorities, I guess.
Yeah. Do we have some of her her chatter with them?
Yeah.
DJ Envy is on it.
Yeah, DJ Envy. Let's see. Here we go.
Oh, my God. She looks so out of place.
Happy birthday.
Yes. What a great birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it is pretty exciting.
We're about 44 today, 45?
Yeah, that's about right.
Let's just stop there. Right. But even on your birthday, the work never stops because obviously this is a really critical time for you.
It is. It's so critical. We have 2 weeks left, you know, a little less than, and we've got to
just one of these people just doesn't belong.
Charging forward. People are great across the country.
I mean, she hangs out with black people all the time.
More people have registered to vote than ever before. More than 200 million
that's
people.
That's not true.
Which is great. And that includes 50 million young people.
Really?
Wow. So I think that's a good sign. I really do.
I've been watching this election, and one narrative that I'm shocked that's not being pushed more is the fact that this is a historic time. Like
Charlamagne
you
are the God?
A woman. And that's not being celebrated enough, it seems. Right. Like, it seemed like when Barack ran for president, the narrative was he's a black man. They're not really pushing that with you. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly
she's a hated woman.
Part of it is... you know, people are trying to figure out what that means, and, you know, most people are okay with it, but some people are still having questions about it. And I'm proud to be a woman running for president. I'd be just incredibly humbled and honored to be the first woman president.
It's mine!
Just like President Obama was a really good president. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was black,
I want to hear
I
talk about the Cubs.
45, you know, it's not the same.
Because she was a Yankees fan.
So I want young people to be involved, and I especially want young people. Well, I really believe being a good listener.
She starts talking about her dress and how it's influenced by hip hop, which is an attempt at some humor.
But I'm also really
it sounds so dumb.
People I've got around me, I've got such a great group of parties, so they chose him, and I have to accept that. But who isn't ready to talk to me about what's the best way to make college affordable or what are we going to do to, you know, really reform criminal justice from end to end?
Yeah, it's a snooze.
Program
okay,
or
fuck her.
Making drugs.
Well, I'm trying to find the good
really
parts.
Really have been just
does
like
she
a half hour.
Have anything that's
and
not polyester?
Like to work
no.
with the government, work with the
no.
cabinet. To
well,
come
like some
up with
silky
ideas
outfit.
Do. And there's a
some
great,
spaghetti strap dress.
Yeah, a cami.
Listen respectfully, we need better police.
Hey, while you're looking for her to say something that's semi-interesting,
for most of the politicians,
this front page story in USA Today is really kind of freaky. The 51% fear Election Day violence. Wow. And then when you get inside it, though, more than two-thirds of Trump voters say they're worried the election returns could be manipulated. In contrast, 8 in 10.
Wait, what percent thinks that?
More than two-thirds. So about 70%. But 20% of Clinton voters say the returns can be trusted to be fair and accurate. No, 80% say they can be trusted. So 20% say they can't be trusted. Of Clinton voters, by nearly 10 to 1, all of those surveyed say the news media, including major newspapers and TV stations, would like to see Clinton elected. That includes 82% of Trump supporters and 74% of Clinton supporters. So that's rather amazing. 6 in 10 Trump supporters say the news media is coordinating stories with individual campaigns rather than acting on its own accord.
Oh, that is, well, that's true, though.
Listen to this. three in 10 of Clinton supporters feel that way. I mean, these are amazing things.
I think that's very true. Of course, all the stories are coordinated with the campaigns.
Coordinated also, with the campaigns.
Yeah.
The stories. What do you mean?
Well, I think the agenda is set by the campaign.
Well, they set, but I when they say coordinated by, that almost means like they're sitting down together and deciding what today's story is or what, you know, how you're going to cover it.
Well, I think that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's, I think it means like, something a little more manipulative.
To act like they don't know each other or aren't talking off the record all the time.
The other candidate won fair and square. If the in the event of the other candidate wins, the other candidate won fair and square. 72% of Trump voters disagree, wow, and 35% of Clinton supporters disagree. That's 55% overall feel that is not a fair and square election. But I'm surprised at the high numbers of Clinton supporters that say that. Corruption cost your candidate this election. 43% of Trump voters would agree with that if he loses. 17% of Clinton voters agree if they lose to the same
thing. So what will they what form do you think the violence will take?
I don't know.
And how long will it last? How long will people be?
Well, Trump has been asking people to go out there and kind of monitor the polling stations, which is voter intimidation.
Do you really believe that anybody's supporters would be comfortable with being in some sort of anarchy situation for very long?
I don't think there's going to be violence on election day.
People love their comforts.
I mean,
if
people are monitoring people, they'll be monitoring the people working there, and. I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, there's always some hooligan. There might be some dumb shit that causes something, but I don't know. I don't think violence on election day is a huge concern. And as far as the not accepting the other candidate, you know, which sounds like such a new concept. You know, after Gore lost, there were a lot of people that said
that was
George Bush is not my president.
That was after the election, though.
Well, even after Gore said he was okay with it all, and he accepted it.
Yeah.
A lot of people said he's not my president.
Yeah, people say that with Obama too.
Well, so it's not that new a concept.
Forever, yeah.
So I don't think it's anything to be terribly frightened of,
except that he is talking about it being rigged. You know, a month before election.
Yeah, stoking it pretty hard.
Yeah, and saying that there's widespread voter fraud, which is just not true.
Oh, I don't know.
There's been plenty of studies that have shown that is just not true.
I was reading about, let's see.
Some of the actual
Clark.
Voting. Oh, go ahead, Tree.
Shandy Clark in Texas says her friend, not her, went to vote early. And she voted for a straight Republican ticket. And before she left, it was changed.
How does she know it was changed?
I don't know. It's pretty not too many details.
Nice evidence.
There were some. This is not terribly helpful.
No evidence.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, there's one.
Zero evidence.
There's one vote.
There are people who are working, election workers who are saying they're concerned about it.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Where is that?
I just read it yesterday. I think it was in the Free Press of the Detroit News
concerned
yesterday.
About what? Because TMZ put something out and that's been debunked. The people they actually reached out and followed up with the people that they quoted.
Oh, they quoted people in this story.
I didn't say that. Most people feel that their vote will be counted correctly, but other people's won't. So if everybody feels that way, then why wouldn't you feel that everybody's would be counted correctly?
Well, by the way, you know, it's not like this has never happened. What's his face? JFK in West Virginia and Illinois in 1960? There's complete evidence of mob activity in both of those states.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I was just reading about it.
Look it up.
So it's nothing
I was
new.
Just reading about it not that long ago, and they said if there's no direct evidence, but if there was, it wouldn't be enough to swing the election anyway. They're talking like 4,000.
In this election?
Because that urban – no, that one, the Kennedy one in 1960. But because of that urban legend, people think that it's never – it's not a fair election.
There's a lot. There's a
Freakonomics did a big thing on it.
Look it up, Jay. Text or Google.
I thought it was Texas and Illinois, not West Virginia.
I'm pretty sure West Virginia was the main one. Was
but
the
everybody
most.
Everybody always
one.
Talks about Chicago.
West Virginia, 1960.
Dead people voting.
Kennedy Nixon.
And almost every Fraud. Incident of a dead person voting, too. By the way, it's always an offspring with the same name. There's like five unaccounted votes in the last four presidential elections that they can't figure out, and everybody acts like it's thousands upon thousands.
By the way, the Chad deal down in Florida, I mean, that was stupid. That seemed so hinky to me. Yeah. In 2000, did it seem hinky counting the Chads?
Yes.
Well, how do you want them to do it though? Because don't you want them to have a paper record of the vote?
Well, I just mean they were arguing over whether it was a broken Chad or it was not a broken Chad. I mean, that was and they divided them up, I think, based on.
Well, now you're trying to figure out the intent of a voter.
Yeah, but you can't, can you?
No.
Huh. God, I wish this stupid football game wasn't on. It's distracting. Oh, another field goal, you assholes!
So do you think there's widespread voter fraud?
No, not really. I don't.
Oh.
But 1960 was nasty. You got to swallow this one. I don't know. You want to just... Was Nixon robbed the legend of the 1960 election? Let's just drop it. I don't think anyone can prove anything.
Drop the matter.
It's not generally something I worry about.
But there is a problem when a presidential candidate acts like it's fact.
Well, if people believe him.
They didn't want to vote for JFK because he was a Catholic.
Oh, yeah. That was huge. Yeah. He was the first Catholic president. I think, you know, if Trump would focus on the media, I think he actually would make some points, you know, by just saying the election's rigged and not being specific about it. Yeah, I think, you know, he'll hit home with a lot of people, but I think he'll hit home a lot harder if he talks about this, you know, Bill Clinton Inc. thing, which was a huge story today.
Well, we know there's something else coming out. I mean, Roger Stone has basically said that.
This story about Doug Band, who, you know, is recruiting people for the Clinton Foundation. So they're giving money to the Clinton Foundation, and he's steering business to Bill Clinton, and not just a little business. You're talking about
$50 million.
$50 million. How disgusting. I mean, what greedy fucks these people are.
What I wanted to know is how much kickback did Band get?
I don't know. You know, I wondered the same thing.
He said nothing.
This guy should take a commission on this, or he should have. Bond and other aid helped secure $66 million from ventures, including speaking fees, according to the memo. Some of this, though, is him just getting Clinton on these boards that pay him ridiculous amounts of money. Serving as honorary chairman of a laureate international universities, a chain of for-profit colleges, paid Clinton $3.5 million a year from 2010 till 2015 when the contract ended and his wife started to run for president. $3.5 million. What did he do for these people? I mean, can you imagine this guy working 60-hour weeks?
Well, when this first came out, didn't he show up in Indonesia for one of those schools and then had a meeting with like one of their government officials while he's there? Wasn't that part of it when this story first broke a couple weeks ago?
Because
I thought we talked about that.
Yeah, I think you're right. The other section for private activity, Brand said, he and another aide, Justin Cooper, brought Clinton all four of his advisory arrangements at the time. Those yielded more than $30 million in personal income, with a further $66 million to be paid out over the next 9 years should he continue with them. What the? I mean.
Well, they're paying him to be, they're paying him to use his name.
And then she's stealing money she's stealing furniture from the State Department.
I know.
And trying to run off the White House with furniture. What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. Well, they think they're owed it.
They're just so greedy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the fact that she would talk about how poor they were. Oh, we left the White House in debt. And, we never made any money.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is just the biggest cash-in of all time. There's more news about the...
isn't it, though, unseemly that the former president receives free personal items? That he still has to get free stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, they get so much free stuff.
He has to have this guy go around and not only just the speech, you know, that he gets the huge fees for, but he gets free things then. Doesn't have to pay for anything.
And then you've got, this isn't really related to this, but I was looking at the Kelly Preston story, which is just a weird story. I don't even know why this got any traction. Did you read that story?
No.
About Kelly Preston, you know when Jet died, the Travolta kid?
Mm-hmm. Jet.
Trump, for some reason, posted this lengthy thing about how he tried to pick up Kelly Preston before he was married.
What?
Yeah. He met her at a club and worked like hell to try and pick her up. She was beautiful, personable, and definitely had allure. At the time, I had no idea she was married to John Travolta.
Did anybody try to offer to buy her furniture?
No, he didn't go furniture shopping with her. I thought that was really funny. I just imagining Trump furniture shopping with Nancy O'Dell.
I know.
You know, trying to pick her up. Yeah, she would hose me after I go furniture shopping with this bitch.
Moving in on her like a bitch.
I know. I love the way you said that. Just cracked me up.
Yeah.
In any event, my track record on the subject has always been outstanding, but Kelly wouldn't give me the time of day. She was very nice, very elegant, but I didn't have a chance with her, and that was that. After bragging about this prowess with women, Trump then said he liked and respected Preston more once he learned she was married to Travolta. Then he goes on to say, some people have values that matter to them. She's one of them. Her loyalty was unwavering, and I've always remembered that about her. Then he wrapped up the post by offering his condolences. I'm sure that she was a wonderful mother to Jet, and my thoughts are with her and her family after their terrible loss. What a strange
weird
story.
Bizarre.
Okay, total 180 here, but a good one. James Packer dumps Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Her excessive spending. Mariah Carey is a multi-gazillionaire. What's her celebrity net worth, Jay? $260 million or something?
And he's a billionaire?
Yeah, he's a billionaire. How much money can she spend? I mean, seriously, isn't that just ludicrous? She has $520 million.
What?
Why is she spending his money?
It sounded by there's another story that popped up, and they haven't talked since they got into a big fight in Greece, which sounds like they're just babies.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they are. I mean, Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. And she's got a reality show, too, and I guess
she does?
Yeah.
Mariah's World.
Yeah.
What? What channel is that joke on?
Oh, it'll be. Can you imagine that show?
No.
She, first of all, her personality is so annoying. She's not, I can't see how she could carry a reality show, honestly. I think people just say they don't like her.
Yeah.
She's not likable.
She isn't very likable.
But he apparently tried to talk her out of it and said, you know, hey, I'm involved in a lot of business, and I really, my personal time is my personal time, and I sure as hell don't want cameras around, blah, blah, blah. And she just said, no, fuck you, I'm doing it, and that's that. Huh. And I guess, well, that's what being married to Mariah Carey would be like, I suspect. She pretty much tells you how it's going to be.
Apparently.
And you either live with it and accept it or forget it.
Right.
Packer got jealous at this guy that's a dancer in her band or whatever, or group, the choreographer.
Her band.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of pissed I called it a band. But her choreographer, and Brian wasn't dancing that night due to an injury or some night because Packer had him banned from the show.
Ah!
Because he thought he was banging Mariah.
Ugh. Wait,
Packer,
he really
was so
thought
crazy.
That?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Packer thought it was weird. Let's see. Pulled Brian into a room for a little mano a mano. Our sources say there's a ton of yelling, but it's unclear if they got physical. We're told Packer was so crazed, he used his casino ties. I didn't know he owned casinos in Australia and Asia. To get him banned from Caesar's Palace, where Mariah Carey performs.
Wow.
So stupid.
Well, this guy's clearly losing it. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't going to work anyway.
Yeah.
Why would a billionaire marry Mariah Carey? I mean, all the people out there.
Oh, and you know Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola. Well, she was 20. He was 40. She was hot. He's kind of stupid looking. but I wonder if she would have been that big a star had Tommy Mottola not sort of pushed her career because he was running Sony.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you know, you can get all the promotion you want for somebody if you're Tommy
Mottola. She wrote that stupid Christmas song. That song is huge.
I thought her early songs were so, Wah! I mean, I don't know.
Vision.
I didn't understand why they were hits.
High notes.
Yeah, Vision of Love. That song sucks. I hate that song. But all those songs were hits. And you know they jammed them down the radio station's throats.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have one hit, it's just a matter of, you know, getting a few good writers and I don't know. I can't think of maybe a couple Mariah Carey songs I can stand.
I can't think.
All I want for Christmas.
I can't
Christmas.
Think of, these are the only two.
Yeah, that one's okay.
You.
What's the song where she rubs her shoulder? Not that stupid song.
You know,
like she's going to rub you off.
Hot.
You know the song, don't you, Mark?
No.
Off,
you don't know that?
Out.
In the video? Do you know what I'm talking about, Jay?
No.
It's like she's so useless, she does this when she's singing.
Oh, Brush It Off or something?
Yeah, I think that's the name of it.
Is it Shake It Off?
Shake It Off.
Oh, wait, that's Swift.
Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzle.
I mean, somebody, if you go into somebody's house, they have a bunch of Mariah Carey CDs in a stack, like, you know, oh yeah, I've got this, this is, oh, and I've got all these Mariah Carey CDs. I mean, is there, are there really people like that that have,
yeah,
you know, 16
yeah.
Mariah Carey CDs?
I like the first album. It was great.
I mean, isn't it a weird concept that someone goes out and buys her CD the day it comes out?
Yeah, that's a pretty weird concept.
I mean, there are those people. There must be. She sells. She's like behind the Beatles for number one songs.
Remember Someday?
No.
Someday.
Ooh,
ooh. No. Can you play it?
I don't want to cry.
Jay Craig, shake it off.
Emotions.
I remember Vision of Love. That's the only one I remember.
That song is terrible.
The first one.
It's horrible.
How about Dream Lover?
Don't even know it.
Yeah, you do.
Which one is this?
Shake it off. What about Honey?
Okay, she's in a bathtub, nude, with a bunch of roses. Water spilling over the side. She doesn't care. Pay somebody to clean it up. Okay, this song sucks. Absolutely sucks.
I know you know more of these. Jade, try pull up
Someday.
Emotions. That was a huge hit. So was
are you the guy with the stack of Mariah Carey?
Are you the guy who I have to walk in his house and find 16 Mariah Carey CDs?
Maybe. What of it? It's because I like to sing. You know this song, right?
I didn't know it was her.
Who'd you think it was? Whitney?
I just sung in the background of whatever store I'm in.
Oh, it's background noise.
Yeah.
No, it's like heavily overproduced.
We're hurting Jay. We're really physically hurting him.
Try Fantasy, Jay.
Jay, is it your house that has a 16?
This is his whole collection,
is it?
He brought his collection today. He knew we were talking about it. Jay, can you get out your Emotion CD and play the title track?
Just for you.
I know it's not Jay's house. Oh, it's one of those. Gross. Who likes this? I swear to God, I can't figure out who buys Whitney Houston's
people CD. People that try out for American Idol.
Okay, I could see that, but I mean, is there really somebody that goes out the day her record comes on? Oh my God, I got to do Whitney Houston.
No,
I know she got a great voice, but are any? Do you guys like any of those songs? Can you even accept
Whitney Houston?
Yeah,
The Bodyguard cover.
No.
What song is that?
What's it called? Their big famous one, the Dolly Parton song.
You can't even think of it.
Oh, because I love you. Oh, I hate that.
It was the first Whitney one that popped up.
Who doesn't hate that?
She takes so long to sing I.
Yeah. No, it's annoying as hell.
And then the camera zooms in on her.
She's like the Dr. Phil of...
What are some of her other big hits?
Mark, why is I started quarterback not in the game? What happened?
I don't know. He's a baby.
Damn it.
He's a toughen up. He's soft.
Well, the backup just ran for 8 yards, so that's okay.
They're going to win. Don't worry.
I don't think so, but
they're
whatever.
A much better team than Pitt.
It's not even her song.
I know.
Then she sings the Super Bowl, the national anthem, and it's fake. It was recorded. I actually said, wow, that was really something. I'll give her that. And then I find it's pre-recorded. And no one said anything. Wasn't that bullshit?
That is bullshit. And she's almost like packed into her clothing.
Oh, Whitney?
Oh, I'm sorry, not
Oh, Mariah. Whitney. Oh, Mariah, absolutely.
Mariah Carey's always busting out of everything that she wears.
No, absolutely.
I want to dance with somebody. That song's so stupid.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
I want to feel
Whitney.
I'm looking at that song.
That song is
so emotional.
What simpletons like these songs?
Has anybody ever asked you to dance to the... Come on, dude, dance to the song with me.
Oh,
I want
to
dance.
Thank God, no.
One moment in time.
You wouldn't do it, would you?
No. These songs are... The production on them is disgusting.
How about I'm Every Woman?
Ooh, that's her too?
I can't even think of that song. I'm sure it's horrible.
I'm Every Woman.
Guy, you should see the dolt on this video, by the way. How different she looks.
I wanna feel it.
It's funny reading Bobby Brown's book and finding out what a nasty bitch she is. I mean, just like she curses nonstop.
Yeah. Really?
Remember when we first met her.
Remember that classic clip from the TV show where she's like, kiss my ass!
Yes.
I used to play it on The Soup all the time. Kiss my ass!
No, she didn't hold her tongue for anybody on that show. That show is actually pretty funny.
Jay, since you have your albums out, how about I'm Your Baby Tonight? Remember that stupid song?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Like you didn't get an own to that song.
Likes this.
How
trash.
Will I know if he really loves me? Remember that stupid song?
Who wants to listen? I mean, it really blows my mind. I know people are just. There's some people going, "Oh, I love this."
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Oh, American Psycho. Yeah.
That's who.
That was hilarious. God,
do you remember the shaving off my muff thing? Saving all my love. Do you remember the anchor that changed it to shaving off my muff?
No, who did that? Who did that?
Jay popped me up. It's like one of those famous TV anchor errors.
Oh, you mean the teleprompter? Somebody pushed the teleprompter?
No, just somebody said something they shouldn't say.
Saving all my love for you.
Okay. Because I'm saving all my love for you.
Thank you. Well, see?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's so good, isn't he? Well, the woman who wrote in saying that she misheard the song thought it said, because I'm shaving off my muff for you.
What?
Oh, she doesn't know what it means?
Muff is a bad word.
Oh,
she doesn't know.
Okay. Sorry.
By the way,
I'm shaving off my...
We have the creator of the singing beyond today.
Sorry, is it a bad word and I just don't know
we'll, later on, we'll get the dictionary out for you.
Am I going to get fired?
No, I'm being clear.
Am I going to get fired?
So let's move on.
And we're going to be decorating cupcakes later on.
This white dude.
Bon Jovi. Okay, this is bad. We're going to move on.
Her audience are all like
I'm shaving off my muff.
50 years old plus, and they knew what that meant.
They loved it, too.
I know. It's funny. The studio audience was laughing. Tom Cruise, did you hear about his new fabulous penthouse in Florida?
No.
No, really?
He sold 5 properties. For some reason, Tom Cruise is consolidating.
Is it in Clearwater?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God.
Actually, you know what? I'm not sure it is in Clearwater.
So did Scientology build it for him?
It's the guy that owns the building is a Scientologist. He's going to build a 10-story condo building, and instead he dedicated the last 2 stories to Tom Cruise.
Dedicated?
Yes. But the amazing part of the story is that one of the big rooms is a flight simulator. An entire
cool.
room is dedicated
Wait,
to a
Tom
giant
Cruise?
Flight simulator. Yeah, oh, you know he's into flying?
He is? I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I knew he took chicks on helicopter rides. You know, that's how he got Katie Holmes, right?
Was that the Katie Holmes story?
She broke up with
Jamie Foxx, right?
Yeah.
Or he broke up
and
with her.
And was the story that he didn't want it to be public?
Yeah.
How does he think you're going to have a relationship if it can't be public? What was the deal with that? So he just wants, look, I just want to bang you privately. I don't want anyone to know but you and me, okay?
I think he's probably.
I mean, how many chicks of her caliber are going to go for that?
I think he means like tabloid public. Like he didn't want to put up with all that other crap.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you think?
Right.
Wait, if he's
because somebody outed him. One of their celebrity friends mentioned it in an interview or a past.
Oh, it's been out there forever.
Yeah. It has been.
But so what? Who cares if he's nuts about her?
They're
a couple. What does he want?
She's boring.
I know, but I can.
Yeah, I think I could see her being really boring. She married Tom Cruise. She had a baby with him. Like it's his baby.
Sorry.
There's no sperm count.
She's from Toledo.
Oh, she's an SP. I forgot.
That's right.
Do you? By the way, I believe that.
Oh, 100%.
I believe that
the baby is an SP?
Well,
his kids
I'm trying to remember how long it's been.
One
but I think they're
an SP, too, his other kid.
I think they're claiming that the adopted daughter.
Yeah.
I think they're claiming that he hasn't seen Suri in 3 years, although I think he just saw her. But, you know, when in trying to explain it, of course, it comes out that she's an SP. She's not in the Church of Scientology.
Right.
Katie has taught her the devil-loving ways of the Catholic
Catholicism,
Church.
Yeah.
So his own child he views as a suppressive person.
Ah, jeez.
And the daughter, too, yeah.
And he...
Suri's probably taller than him by now, right?
Oh, yeah. And meanwhile, the son is driving, Lamborghinis and...
he's the smart one. He's like, I'll put up with this Scientology
I'll go to Celebrity Center once a week. I don't give a fuck.
Well, if you think about it, he gets everything, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's like the second most important person next to Ms. Cabbage.
Yeah,
in that church?
Yeah. I thought you meant to Tom Cruise, the second most important person next to Miss Cavage, which is also probably true.
True, yeah.
I mean, how funny these two short guys, short, powerful men.
Who look a lot alike.
They do.
The best moment in Miss Cavage Cruise history is this. Where they both turn to salute LRH.
Yeah, this science fiction writer.
They're saluting these two tiny men.
How bizarre. Saluting.
Cut it out, Reacher.
I got to say, did you ever read the book, the Leah Remini book?
Yeah. I
wasn't that fantastic?
She was really very brave.
God, and she...
Pretty gutsy.
I like that she acknowledged that she was a pain in the ass a lot of the time. And I don't know if...
And gullible enough to put all that money in it. I mean, she spent how much money?
Oh, millions. Millions. She... I forgot what her misstep was, but she made a misstep somewhere along the line. She had to be audited, of course.
She was not supportive at the Tom Cruise Katie Holmes wedding.
Well, that's the story that just that steals the book. I mean, that's the incredible story. That's where she runs into Tom Cruise's adopted son in the van on the way home, where she's already knows she's in trouble because Tom Cruise snubbed her in the reception line because she wasn't sharing J-Lo with the people who were going to suck J-Lo into the Church of Scientology.
Oh, God.
Instead, J-Lo wanted to sit with her, and she actually, you know, asked, you know, can't she sit with me? I invited her to the wedding. I mean, is it really fair to do this to her? And for not being enough of a team player, Tom already knew about it and snubbed her in the reception line. And then on the way to the airport in the van, she asks Connor Cruise, it's Connor, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How is mother's doing? And he says, she's an SP.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Man.
And Leah Remini says, oh, no, she's not an SP. Wow. Oh, yes, she is. I don't talk to her anymore.
Nicole, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman. How fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I just somehow I can't. I feel like the whole thing's going to break down at some point, but I guess there's just too much money. I still don't get how it is that no one gets arrested for kidnapping, for not paying minimum wage. These people they put on Sea Org and pay them 10 cents an hour or something for punishment for months at a time. They're adult people. Couples, whole families, how do they do that?
Well, they maintain their nonprofit status, too. I mean, that's massive.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, for because they're a religion.
Right. Well, I guess it's time to... Tomorrow we have to work on personal... Well, not personal business, but business, which should hopefully move this podcast along. And so we have to wish the Wolverines and Spartans well
this weekend.
Lordy, lordy.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of stuff. Tomorrow, tune in to Dr. Phil for the flock of face-eating frat boy, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
He's on?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know how they're doing that.
The dad?
Not the dad. The face-eater. The kid.
The face-eater, yeah.
Apparently live from jail.
Yep.
Does he have somehow more to say than his dad did?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Sounds like Cosby all of a sudden.
Oh, wow.
That was the freakiest cry in the history of crying.
My son would never do the so dumb.
It'd be a contest to see who speaks slower. Of famous cries, it
still
is up
love
there.
You.
I see him crying.
That's funny. The Hokies are on, Drew. I totally forgot. There's an NFL game going on right now.
That's what it's become
Holy
of the NFL.
Shit.
There's too many games on.
Of course, it's Tennessee and Jacksonville, and it's 24-0.
Oh.
What a lousy, lousy product.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's incredible.
He has that.
What's happening
with caught
the Hokies,
that, didn't
he? Totally a first down.
All right, sweet. They're winning 22-21, but I'm very frightened.
That's funny. Because I think they have this game, no problem. There's a touchdown.
Almost.
Almost.
They won't score from the two. Watch.
But I know if this was Michigan, I would be doing exactly what you would
be
doing.
I know. When you do it, I know it too. And I'm assuring to you because I know that you're wrong. Michigan has nothing to worry about.
They always have stuff.
And
to
I do
worry
think
about.
Of myself thinking the same thing when I'm watching my team that they're surely going to lose.
But that's because the other person's
objective. Oh, yes. They got a touchdown. Nice. Finally.
Who's that girl? Girl's got long hair.
Yeah. That's.
They let a girl play football at Vontech?
I know. It's crazy. It's more Marshawn Williams. He was a badass, but two ACLs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he's come back. He looks like he's okay.
Hey, did you see Richard Sherman's press conference the other day?
Yeah, Harry
Richard
Potter?
Sherman?
Dressed up like Harry Potter.
Never done that. No one's done anything like that.
There it is. There it is. The weirdest cry ever.
Oh, my God, that's great.
One more time. I got to hear that.
Because my boss would have never done that. No one's done anything like that.
That's actual crying. I mean, that's really, nobody edited that.
Nope, that's someone trying to put words together.
While crying.
And so tomorrow is
his kid.
Yeah, so tomorrow's no podcast.
Yep.
So we'll see you Sunday night.
We'll cover this on Sunday night.
Because my boss would have never done that. No one, he never done anything sorry. Like that.
I feel bad for the guy, but all right. Have a good one, part two, people.
This kid ate someone's face.
I know, it's crazy. He
killed two people and stabbed another.
It's absolutely crazy. I'd be going dip, 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 too.
Is he going back to his dental practice?
Have a good one, everybody. We'll see ya. From WCSX 94.7. Jay, not Jay. Jay's here. Trudy's there with Jim. Jim?
Tomorrow morning.
Yep. Yes. 6 to 10. WCSX 94.7.
Zip, zop, zoom, da, bop.